see what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. Have you always wanted to design your own quilt? You know, I think a lot of people, you know, they take a project and they make changes to it, make it their own. But, you know, sometimes you have something in your head that you want to try. Maybe you saw some blocks, but you like to combine them. Well, there's lots of ways to design your own quilt. And I asked author, designer Kimberly Imo to come back on today to the show and talk a little bit about designing, and particularly using one of the programs that's very popular called Electric Quilt. She's going to tell us about that. And we're going to talk about, you know, just other ways you can design. So thanks for coming back, Kimberly.
Thanks for having me, Pat. I'm so happy to be here.
So when did you design your first original quilt? I mean, can you actually remember when you did that?
I actually can. It was back in 1992, shortly after I had started quilting. I was working part-time at a quilt shop, and they had EQ3 on the shelf. And because I was a graphic designer for a trade association at that time, it was a pretty easy sell for me to want to try to do my own quilts on the computer, because I was already doing a lot of graphic work on the computer anyway. So it was a really easy transition. It's an easy interface, and I just kind of took to it like a duck to water. So that's when I got started. It really was back in 1992, and I think I even still have some of those files on my hard drive somewhere.
You know, I think for me, I did not go directly to computer, even though my background is computer science. I was not a graphic artist. I did programming with words, which is totally different than drawing.
It is different.
Yeah, way, way different. So my stuff was all done on paper, you know, graph paper.
Yeah.
Very, very old-fashioned, until I went into business. And it was then that I used the, you know, computer software. You know, so why do you find, you know, when you go out and teach Kimberly, I'm sure that at some point you talk about designing, because, you know, it always comes up. You know, are a lot of people you're finding having fun with designing their own quilts?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'd say 90% of the quilters really have that design diva deep down inside of them, just waiting to come out. They love to make quilts that they see in magazines and books. But I think just about everybody wants to personalize it in their own way and put a twist on it and make it their own. So I think designing is a real natural progression in your quilt making journey. You can, you know, recreate patterns over and over, but eventually everyone starts to kind of want to do their own thing. And that's where the design software can come in and make those visions in their mind become a reality, not only on the computer screen, but in fabric as well.
Right. You know, with a program like Electric Quilt, so we'll talk about that one because it's very popular. It has a really great website, electricquilt.com. So people, there are other softwares out there like Quilt Pro, and I happen to use software not made for the quilt industry. So there's a lot of that, like, you know, Adobe. I know people who actually do use spreadsheets.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine that, but they actually design.
It's hard to me, but
yeah, they design in a spreadsheet, and
right, or even in CorelDRAW or something.
Yeah, yeah,
there are like, other programs out there that lend themselves to it. But
I think if you've never designed, Electric Quilt is great because it steps you through everything. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
It is, and it's really got a very user-friendly interface. So it's really geared towards people who may think that they're not real computer savvy, but especially now version 7, EQ7, it is the most user-friendly quilt software I've seen and I use, and I find it harder to design without it, without computer software than with it. It's just so easy with the point of your mouse and a click. You can choose from thousands of blocks to different kinds of styles. There are so many options. People tend to get overwhelmed, and I've even been out when I'm teaching, I'll hear people say, well, I have it, but it's still in the box. And I'm like, oh, you gotta get it out, load it on your computer and use it. It's really not as intimidating as some people might think, because it is so easy to use, and you just, with a simple click, you can They even have quilt designs already in there that you can personalize. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's lots of tutorials that are built in that will help you learn the software.
So do you find that there's like one thing, because you've talked probably more about designing with this product than I have. Mm-hmm. Is there one thing you tell people that they should try first, you know, for those people who still have it in the box or got it for Christmas maybe, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Walk through the tutorials. Even doing one or two of the tutorials will get them so, it takes the fear out of it once they can just see. And they're quick and easy to do the little tutorials that come with it. And then all you would need to do is go in and click on quilt and choose new quilt. And there's, you know, tons of options there. But if you want just a basic horizontally set, quilt, it'll just open right up, and then you go into the block library, and there's, you know, just thousands of blocks. Mm-hmm. Pick one or two, and you can search for them by name. So if you wanted a log cabin, or you wanted a sawtooth star, or Dresden plate, you know, any of those block names that you're familiar with, just type those in. It will come up with, like, up to 50 different results. You just click on the one you want and get started. And then it's very, very easy to go from there to personalize it to make it the size you want. Do you want a block size that's 12 inches, or do you want to work with 6-inch blocks? It's very, very easy to start small, start simply, and then add a few things like, oh, let's put sashing in. Let's try a different border. Do we want mitered borders, or do we want just, you know, horizontally set borders, you know, straight blocked borders? And then the really great thing is, no matter what you've put in for the parameters, it will figure the yardage for you. And I find that immensely helpful.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I was pretty sure that it did that.
That is one of the greatest features, I think, because, you know, it will tell you exactly once you've got the quilt the way you want it and the size that you want it. And, of course, there's tons of fabrics that you can choose, or you can just design. Like, believe it or not, when I'm designing, I design in grayscale. I take all the fabrics out originally, and I design with just shades of black, white, and gray. If you can get a quilt design on your computer to look great in grayscale, when you're just working with values, then no matter what fabrics you plug into those values, as long as they match the value, your quilt will look beautiful.
And speaking of having fabrics in there, it has a wonderful little component called Stash.
Yes. Now, this is something I must confess. I have every Stash that they've ever created, and it's a lot. Stash is a little add-on software program that they come out with every, I believe, every shoulder season, so in the spring and in the fall, and it features all the new fabrics, or many, many, many of the new fabrics from just about every fabric manufacturer out there. And so you can actually go in and find the line of fabric that's in your quilt shop right now and literally plug those fabrics into your quilt design to see how it's going to look. And then it will tell you how much of that fabric you need to buy. So
yay!
It's really, really a money saver, because you can really road test the design, road test the fabrics before you ever put a rotary cutter to it.
Yeah. And do they have to purchase Stash, or does it,
yes,
is it a
download? Yes, you do. It's a nominal fee. It's very inexpensive.
Okay.
But here's something else great. Some of the manufacturers, and right now I can think of Moda right off the top of my head, they provide free on their website JPEG files, or little files you can download for free, import into EQ, and they have all their fabrics with that little picture already taken, and this is free. So if you want to use Moda Fabrics, you just go to their website, download those little files, and you can create quilts with those current fabrics or even older fabrics. If you have some in your stash, I'll bet you can go to the Moda website and find those fabrics in their archives and still create, so you can use the fabrics you got in your stash.
Right, and that's on the fabric page at their at Moda, UnitedNotions.com. So then you get the fabric page, and then it has by line, and it has little options of, you know, and one of them is all those little JPEGs. So,
right.
Kimberly, your site is Kimberly Imo, EINMO.com. So people see, you know, learn about where, what you're doing and catch up. So tell me, you know, people who can't, you know, chat with you in person about all these things, you actually have some online classes.
Yes, I do. I have online classes on craftsy.com. I'm real excited about that. I have a Jelly Roll Magic or Magical Jelly Roll quilts on Craftsy and a brand new one getting ready to launch later this month in January called Chain of Stars Mystery Quilt.
Yay!
And all of these were designed in EQ, believe it or not.
Exciting! Exciting! And you're also doing some teaching in Kentucky, is that right?
That's right. I'll be at the AQS show in Paducah. I will also be teaching, I'm really excited to be teaching a retreat at the National Quilt Museum this coming September. It's going to be a three-day workshop. We're going to be doing, I'm going to be teaching every single trick in the book to use with pre-cuts and to create a gorgeous modern sampler quilt that you can easily take the tips and techniques and create your own. Again, it's going to be featuring a lot of design work, but things that we can do with pre-cuts and, you know, take a layer cake and a jelly roll and one background fabric, and the possibilities are endless.
So, and for that, is that a multiple day?
Yes, so 3 days.
Oh, 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's September 12th through the 14th.
Yeah. Wow, how fun,
I know,
fun.
I've never taught there before. I'm very excited about that, very honored to be asked.
Oh, yeah, and then in the museum. I mean, were the classes in the museum? I mean,
how cool is
that?
Yeah, I know. That is like a dream retreat workshop. I mean, I just think that would be so much fun to come and spend that kind of time with a group of people and really get to know them a little bit more than when you're just taking a day class, you know, become friends and have dinner at night and socialize. It's going to be fun.
Kimberly, this has been wonderful to have you on to talk about designing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I hope people won't be intimidated by it and get out there and try it. It's really a lot of fun, and you can make, you know, so many more quilts on the computer than you'll ever have time to actually sew. But
this
it is a lot
true.
Of fun.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
This is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We'll be right back after the break.